Barbara Pritchard says when she met her late husband Lester in the 1980s, marriage among people with disabilities was unimaginable.
I think in society at that time and even earlier, people didn't always think that people with disabilities would marry. Really, I'm not even sure my parents had the dream of me ever marrying. Before I met Lester, kind of given up and thought, you know, I'm not going to really find anybody. And I think that made it easier for us to both date. We weren't looking for anything. We didn't expect anything. And then we kind of found each other.
But the 1980s was also a time of change. Advocacy groups to support people with disabilities were springing up across the country, like the Developmental Services Center based in Champaign, Illinois. DSC Chief Executive Officer Dale Morrissey recalls the marriage of David and Cindy Morrissey, who met in the late 1980s.
We supported them. They actually got married. They had a reception at DSC. David came from a rural area. Cindy went to the School for the Blind for years. So we assisted them, training them and getting them the skills eventually that helped them get an apartment. It shows you how two people can complement each other, the things that she could do for him to make him much more independent than he would ever be. And the things he did for her, he rode thousands and thousands, and I'm not exaggerating. He'd put 12 to 15,000 miles on his bike every year, and she'd ride on this bicycle built for two, for David.
Just like any other marriage, a marriage between individuals with developmental disabilities comes with its own unique delights and challenges. Again, Barbara Pritchard.
Here I am married to Lester, and we go out shopping, and people start talking to me as opposed to him because he was harder to understand. I busily make myself interested in the things at the checkout counter so that the person assisting Lester had to converse with Lester. If he was really struggling or the salesperson was struggling, I'd pop into the conversation and say, Lester, do you need me to repeat for you? And he would say yes. It was having that focus instead of people kind of ignoring me, ignoring my spouse, which was irritating. And I was bound and determined they were going to do all they could to understand him.
But there are still challenges today. While society has generally accepted marriage among people with disabilities, the federal government continues to make marriage financially disadvantageous. Pritchard points out that people who receive Social Security benefits may lose them when they marry.
People individually need things, like they may need medication or different things in their life to support them for themselves. And so to live on a lesser amount of money is asking a lot of people. Especially when the money's not a lot to begin with.
A survey conducted by Gallup at the University of Massachusetts at Boston this past February found that only 44% of adults with intellectual disabilities are in the workforce, making Social Security a primary source of financial support for many people with disabilities. Nonetheless, just like other adults, individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities want to live and love on their own terms. This is Linus Urbach.